You are tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Double Dosage After Show. Double Dosage After Show. After Show. After Show.
After Show.
After Show.
Slid down too, okay?
That's what I'm talking about.
Batman gets all the heat. Robin comes in to supply the meat.
Tag team power.
Yeah, the early bird gets the worm.
All right. Black Man and Robin. I like that. Let's do this thing. All right.
Yeah, just add a V hat to Batman's uniform. That should do all right.
Yeah, there we go.
Those hats are expensive. I love a good hat, and I would love to have a V hat. You know, so sometimes I just feel like really just being what people typically think of a visible activist. You know, that you do these things, you do that, you have a visible showing. You always have some kind of slogan on or something. The V hat is so cool. It's actually a pilgrim's hat, like they wore for the Puritan days when the Mayflower and all that went to the United States. That's the kind of hat you need. And they're expensive. About 125 quid for a proper thick felt one. Yeah. You know, I digress.
Oh, I would look great in one of those. My long black one, red.
Yeah, I think you would.
Well, one day when I hit the streets and I'm jumping rooftops, I'll wear it.
When I get together with you, we'll encourage this. Even if we have to go visit a costume shop, try one on, take our pictures, and hang the stuff back up. If we're allowed to try clothes on anymore after all this, you know, because people might touch them, cough them, COVID in my pants.
But, you know,
COVID in your pants.
If I do so, I'm going to have my legion behind me, okay?
We got a green screen for that. We could add that. Torches and everything. The alternative movie. And now my speech. He blew up the town, I'll tell you what.
All right.
Behavior, but it sure does make me feel joy inside sometimes when I see things go on.
Oh, yeah. The joy inside. They push the joy inside my tears. Absolutely. So, guys, this is the after show. So you guys want to call in and talk about anything? You want to talk about what we talked about in the previous hour? You can, or if you want to bring in a new topic, you can. Again, phone number is 800-313-9443. And I do believe we have a local number for you to call as well. I'm going to look that up very quickly here. yes. So, 512-248 888-528-8252. Again, that's a call in and say your mind. Speak your mind. I know it's hard being stuffed in your own place, your own home, and, you know, internet's no better with YouTube, Facebook, Twitter shutting you down. You know, they want to chop off our hands and feed us huge vats of crap. It's time to speak up. Speak up. Say your. That's why we have platforms like these. That's why radio. I don't think radio's ever going to go away. Radio. That's just the thing. That's the platform. There's something that's still in the hands of the people. This radio is power. Your voice is power. Their powers combine. You know? Let's captain this crap, all right? Let's get it on. Let's get it. So call in.
Yeah, anything grinding your all's gears right now, I want to hear it. I'm in a whinging mood. So let's hear it, folks. What's bothering you?
I'd love to hear Mike, too.
Give you any topics that might be is this all this election hoo-ha bothering you? You know, come tell us. Is the fact that are you being targeted and would you like to talk about it? Call us. We're here for you.
And speaking of grinding gears, guys, listen, I'm going to put this disclaimer out there. This guy, Reb, he's not a put-on. He's not the character that I have come on the show. He's not a skit. He's not a written performance. He's not a put on. Okay, Reb is real deal. Okay, he loves to call in, and we're gonna talk to him. Okay, so Reb, what do you got for us today?
Look, this isn't funny. We've shut down all sorts of Army installations across America. Fort Rucker, Fort Bragg, Camp Lejeune. They won't answer the phone anymore. They're scared of me calling. That's how much. And we've got the Hill Country Patriots, Kerrville, Texas, put our name out. We're not going to stop. We've had it. We're going after these bastards with military force. And hopefully, well, maybe some of the public who trained in the military will bring their guns and start killing the bastards. And we're going to make it so bad on these 911 bastards that they'll be on fire. We want to bring the latest in flame-throwing technology with the white phosphorus and the gasoline. This is a kill operation. There's nothing to laugh about. They've already told us. I mean, I call all over America, and not just the military, but they're shutting. They don't. So you can't call. I said drop dead. We got a rare opportunity. All three of us, and Bo's not doing the talking now, but all three of us can do this because we're at the top of the U.S. government, and we've had it. This is it. We're not going to listen to everyday lockdown. They're going to be knocked down. We're going to pour gasoline and phosphorus, white phosphorus on them, and burn these guineas, Firefox, the whole damn dispatches, enemy broadcasts. We want them dead. Are you getting this? This isn't a joke. And the Hill Country Patriots, that's what they said. They're putting this out in Kerrville, Texas. We're getting through the organization. We're going to keep it up and up. And I don't know why you wouldn't want to do this. You two left the country because you couldn't stand it. Well, it's our continent. Guinea's trespassing. They got to go. And the more equals, when they see these fires, when they see these fires of them bastards on fire, they'll dive on the fires. They'll try to rescue them. I'm serious. They'll go to hell with them. Well, that's what we want. We're not kidding. We got to the top of the government. We know, hey, I just cursed out the National Command Center about four times today. They keep hanging up. I said, drop dead, you bastards. It's our country. Those are our guns. That's our firepower. The guinea's going to be surrounded. The guinea's going to be dead. Stinking bastards we call...
I say, let the devil have them.
And I say, let the devil have them.
Go ahead.
I told you before on Republic Broadcasting Network, this is why Bubba's fed up. They showed up after one of their coven meetings. The people have seen this kind of thing, where three of them, they all wore this stupid nitty hats. It was about this time of year. It wasn't that cold. The same nitty hat these all dirty guineas wear on the street, and they had like the same costume, like a jacket over a sweater, and one of them was over 50, she said. The other three just stood there like they do on the street. And he said they just come from their meeting. It was a Sunday night. And he knocked on Bubba's door, and they said they wanted to talk to her. They came from a meeting because they come in. She just slammed the door. That's how bizarre these bastards. They go to coven meetings on Sunday nights. You know that. They have their little internal, like, demonic cult and stuff inside each guinea organization around America. This is right in front of her place in Lakewood, Colorado. And they do it. Other people said, yeah, they've seen them do stuff like that. We meet at these lodges. We'll show the military where they are. We're gonna just show everybody what kind of filthy garbage are. Like, this one guinea who started crap with me said, he's so full of shit, his eyes are black. Yeah, that's how they talk about themselves. They know they're garbage. They know they're sewage. They know they're vermin. Come, and they're starting all these riots. Don't you figure the latest thing, Mr. Negro is holding a knife and they're surrounding him, and they know as soon as they start shooting at him and kill him, they're going to start a riot. So they started that riot, and it's going around city to city because they know what they're doing. They're starting riots. And when I talk to the Negro community people, I said, well, let us kill the bastards. They don't want us to. They said, fuck you, white boy. And the reason is because then they have an excuse to go looting. And I'm saying, well, with all that stuff, that merchandise got RFID chips. They'll know it's stolen. And the guinea won't do nothing about it. It's all a scam. This whole thing is one big freaking scam. They like
when they're... Yeah, it is. You're right. It's a big scam. We're being not only led, but misled.
Yeah, everything, it's all set up. And they don't care if they get locked up and let out. It's the same criminals who get caught stealing. They're not stealing it for themselves. They resell it. Even though it's stolen and nobody's going to get any penalties because the guineas don't do their job. The guineas a lying bunch of bastards. Like they had this one on the radio who got pardoned by Mr. Leader. He's the one, that asshole from Arizona. He said he used to be in the DEA. Well, now you know why the country's overrun with dope. But that Mr. He's the one from, what was it, New Mexico, Arizona, the one who's famous, the sheriff, the prime guinea, and he made headlines. Some black robe sent him to contempt, but then Mr. President pardoned. It was all a scam. Like, he admitted he was DEA, which means he's responsible for this place being overrun by dope. It's like when they went into Panama in 89 with the military and got that damn dope dealer, Noriega. They just replaced him with another dope dealer. What does the military do? Turned him over to the DEA. Why? Because that's who's running the whole dope business. It's them. They were put here to run dope. Homeland Security put here to make sure we have instability, to harass the U.S. public. Everything they're doing in Guinea World is against the U.S. income population. Do they stop them from crossing in here?
I kind of see Homeland Security as like the Gestapo. You know, they needed a Gestapo that was open, somebody you could turn your neighbor into to change the attitude of American people from their freedoms.
That's this federal center. I told the military, bring the armor. Don't stop at the gate. There's a little checkpoint. Kill the bastards. And the Kipling Street side, they got a building. Just light it up. Don't even ask. I told them, don't even ask. If you want to play hero, if you're an HRT and you want to talk on the loudspeaker, hey, stupid, out on the street, facing the ground, hands out, don't give us any shit because we ain't going to like it. You can do that, you know, act tough, and then light them up because they're going to fire at U.S. troops. This is sick bastards. It's time to go get them. And if there is these, I see all sorts of men talking, if somebody comes to their place, they're going to shoot them. That's how they talk in America. I ain't seen it. These guineas will just have their way with them every day.
Oh, come on.
And you know they're going to round up.
Hey, what about the couple that they started blasting? I mean, I guess if you don't know they're cops, they might be more likely to start blasting. The couple in Houston, they shot them up through their house. They were just trying to defend themselves and didn't even know what was happening.
Did the guinea kill them, though?
Yeah.
But, well,
they put up a fight.
Your answer. You can't have a firefight through walls. You got to bring the whole store. That's not how you do it. When you're surrounded, you're going to get riddled with bullets. When they're surrounded, they're going to get dead. And that's the only answer. Because why is a military installation yelling at me? I said, what are you taking out on the white boy for? I signed my name to the Secretary of Defense. So did Bubba. So did Scout. What's wrong with winning a war? And they won't answer. I said, this one will win. It's our continent. No ROE cards. We know where the targets are. We're damn good at finding them. We're your recon team on this one, told Marine. We're your pathfinders. We hit the targets with everything we got. That's why they pay for this. The public pays. I said, you can't tie up our phone line. I said, drop dead. This is official business, United States of America. They don't even understand who they're talking to when they're cursing me out. I said, you're the one cursing off federal phones. And I tell them, I can do it because I'm top of your chain of command. You don't like it? 703-697-9121. That's where you can report it. This federal agent, NORAD NORTHCOM, already told local bastards, stay the hell away. The problem is he's 60 miles from here, and there's nothing between us and these bastards. We're just hoping that they're, like, scared to start crap with us now. Like when Homeland Security knocked on my door. I've seen them all.
How do you feel about the situation in Philly? Apparently, some man who had a knife
They set that up. They knew when they opened fire on him, they were going to start riots. That's why they did it. They had him surrounded, according to what we heard, and they opened fire and multiple shots because. They wanted to start a riot, and the people around, their own people want it so they can loot the stores. And they know they're not going to get caught or punished. And it goes on and on. They like this. That's why when the white boy says, hey, look, you don't want them killing Mr. Negro anymore, we'll get them dead. Get our name out, we'll go get them. You know, it's got to stop. But they say, fuck you, white boy, because it stops their fun and adventure of breaking in and stealing everything. It's not, I mean, they go in, they said they cleared out the electronics places, all the few stores, they can resell them. I guess they need more to throw over the power line so they know where the crack houses are. That's what we found out, why they tie their shoes together, throw them over power lines, means crack house in the area. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why, so I guess they use up a lot of, I'm serious. That's why they do it. But the Guineas know it, too, and they don't care because they want dope across America. It's all part of their industry. And so I hope these Kerrville, Texas, it's called the Hill Country Patriots. I hope they just keep pushing the issue. They're in Kerrville, Texas. It's 830. And what's the next number? Oh, hell, I wrote it down. But
Listen, Brad. We got a lot of Negroes, we got a lot of Guineas, we got a lot of white boys. Okay, so
this isn't an attack on colored people. This isn't an attack on them. I'm just saying we want to do them a favor and say you won't get murdered anymore, but they don't like that. They like the riots and they like the. That's why their own community leaders turn them in. They've made these Guineas get tough on them. It's their own community leaders that get their own people call. The 911 knowing something bad's going to happen. You know, Bubba says, don't call 911, but they call, and these bastards will come out in the shoot and shoot first, ask questions later. That's what these bastards, they did at Columbine High School.
We don't call 911. We don't like 911. We don't call 911.
Well, they do in their community. That's their whole deal. That's what this whole community. They live and die by 911. They flood the phone line. We want it shut down. I keep saying, kill 911. It's the name of the war. You kill 911, game over, war over, no more masks. Once you knock the crap out of them, don't you think people will say, you want to make me wear a mask, stupid? You see, then they're not going to back down. If somebody in the store, they're going to get hurt. Nobody's going to say, they'll look the other way. And the hell with what the governor said. You see, this is how it works. You got to stand up to them but they're afraid Guinea's going to show up. That's the fear, that the scumbag Guinea, who hates America, who's a 911 proxy, is going to show up and get in their face. And, like, they keep pushing it. That's why we don't have a choice. We'd have been murdered years ago if we didn't get this evidence to a convening authority, and the convening authority has H-bombs. And it's time to not back down. It's like, hey, we want to beat Ho Chi Minh's gang. Well, you're not going to do it sitting at the 17th parallel. You're going to have to go through Hanoi. And they didn't do it. You see what I mean? When you put them with the alternative, well, you're going to get the crap beat out of you. You get the people, you're going to let them take over your streets. That's what they did. And they're doing it again. And somebody just got on the radio. I heard, because I got a radio. They said, this is the Ho Chi Minh Trail. This is what's going on. They even used the same terms I do. They said, this is the Ho Chi Minh Trail coming right up to North America. It's going here. They don't stop these sanctuaries just like they did. This is Vietnam, only worse because it's on our continent. And the same multiple fifth columns are out on the street sabotaging everything. And it don't matter who's elected in the White House. They let it go and let it go. And we're pushing and that's why everybody should push it. We're the only ones with a convening. You got to have evidence. You got to get it to a convening authority. And you got to have big guns. And nobody's got bigger guns than the Pentagon. And we're using them. What are you saving them for? We have an arsenal. For what, idiot? We're being overrun. It's time to use it. That's what we've been saying all along. And now we're getting more and more attention. Because it's time to use it. And we got targets, and they want to fight. They're going to die real quick. Once they start shooting, they're going to hell. We're going to light them up like nobody's business. They're not going to be able to find enough parts to fill a body bag. We'll turn this town into the bomb of a shaking big bag. They want to go. You want to go? But against the United States, that's who we are, the U.S. government versus state of Colorado. That's how Jag Rice's complaint. And bringing them in alive ain't looking good. They want to go out in a blaze of glory. But you got to talk to them. You got to go barbaric. They're savages. These are sick, savage bastards that hate America. I don't care how they talk to the public. Who do you hear talking like this on anywhere in America except us? And the reason we can do it is because we're at the top of the U.S. government for the millionth time. So this is, you hate the U.S. No, we are the U.S. government. It worked out that way. Once they got to JAG and the Joint Chiefs, we got on their official document. We show you our emails to Defense Intelligence in public view. It's go. And it's a public law. President Bush, 43, wrote to us three times, Crawford, Texas. Three lithograph pictures signed Laura Bush. They were out. We couldn't get a hold. This was May 23rd, 2008. It got to Joint Chiefs. So this two administrations since then, he bogged out of town. And the last two administrations, fuck you, Whitey. I get as far as the Secret Service at the White House. He said, you can't call. I said, drop dead. He tells him, somebody's got to say, yeah, white boy, you're going to do your job. That's what I thought when calling the military. I thought, you mean you signed your name to prima facie the evidence that the judge advocate general and the Joint Chiefs of Staff? I said, yeah, what about it? Well, you're going to do your job then. It's not a choice. Love it, don't get. That's what she's sitting there for. He knows what the deal is. They show up with military. It's go time. He could say, be a wise guy. And say, yeah, you took too long. I had it with you. They'll let her get away with a few words. But she's really going to have trouble shackling. They ain't going to shackle her. She's a monster. But they'll try to force her into handcuffs and charge her with contempt, as he says. We could be charged with contempt of the USA if we don't follow through on this. They got a bolo out on this terrorist. Mike put it out. He had it right on the public broadcast, January 9th, 2020. You see the picture of the bastard.
You know,
he comes in.
If I could throw something in here, a lot of military out there retired, right, in the United States. And well,
I don't mean
they
they're
took
any
an oath
good.
To,
but
hang
yeah,
on a minute.
Yeah,
I'm just going to say something. They took an oath to protect against all enemies, foreign and domestic. The key word here that for this situation is domestic. We've had a coup in the United States for half a century that's gone on from the deep state takeover, and it's time to fulfill your oaths and take your country back. These lockdowns are illegal. It's unconstitutional. They need to fulfill their oaths because they did promise something like that.
And for them not to fulfill their oaths, even while they're actively military, they're being negligent, and it's wrong. So they should care enough about the Constitution itself. Constitution just can't be superseded by the will of a leader. It was given to us as almost like a charter of how behavior is supposed to be modified and to be justified. And what I see going on now is a whole bunch of military sitting on their hands, arguing over who's going to hold the whip now, dude. That's Trump and Biden, and they're not fulfilling their oaths.
I can't argue. Everything you said is exactly right. And there's people who, they get up in front of their city council, they play this Mr. He came from Chile or South America, and he fought for the U.S. Army, and he's not going to take a shutdown. He told the city council, I forgot his name, but he made a big speech, but he didn't do nothing. He's trained in combat, you know. He's tough. But even when they talk tough, they don't do nothing about it. We can't get in touch. We don't know any militia people outright. We can't. You heard the American Voice Radio Network. He says, oh, they have militia people in the air. They're not doing anything. Oh, they're trained in this specially prepared individual training the Green Berets got from his Lieutenant Colonel Bo Grice, who was famous in Vietnam, 5th Special Forces. But no, he's doing nothing. I agree. There's people who say, well, we're not capable. We don't have that capability. We're not ground pounders, whatever. We can't do it. We can sit at the control panel, and they'll die. I guarantee it.
Calling all the billion militia out there.
We can't find them. You're right. We cannot find a stinking one of them. If we tried to contact the Texas militia, but they never wrote back on the email back years ago. We looked it up and said a well-regulated militia would come. He's just selling certificates saying you are part of the militia. That's what it is. The website, we couldn't get through to anybody. We ain't never seen a militia. We've seen people with lots of guns. They got whole walls in Texas full of rifles and shooting irons all over their walls. But that don't make them a militia. And maybe, I agree, Guinea is a foreign enemy domestically placed. They're a United Nations proxy. They don't work for America. And I don't care what anybody tells you. These are United Nations proxies, the whole 911 system. Look it up. The first 911 attack on America, 16th February, 1968, when the North was run down in the South Vietnam. It just was coincided with that big offensive. By the way, they got wiped out, but they told America that America's losing the war. Those enemy broadcasters.
Hold on, Rip. Mike, how long till commercial break?
Minute and a half.
Well, I want to, Rip. Listen, you gotta get out there, man. You gotta do a march. I don't know. Show these wussy boys that it's time for action. You know, you talk the talk. Show them how to walk the walk.
I got this.
I was going to ask Reb to really just lay out two simple things, like who is the target and who is the enforcer of the actions that he wants to do. Because I think that's what everybody's kind of missing. Because he doesn't want the masses of plebes marching in the street. You should be out in front of the damn... the bases, telling the people at the bases, hey guys, it's time to take out the target, right? That would be better, Reb?
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
Okay. Maybe we can come back, maybe let Reb have a minute to tell us who the target is and who the enforcers are.
Yeah, we'll go out on that. Sure, why not? All right, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Break. This is the Double Dosage After Show. Me, your host, B. And hey, listen, this, we need to really talk about these things. Now, I know you guys have heard Reb here on the show time after time talking about the guineas, the government intruders, no intelligence, and demanding our military do something about the corruption in our country. Now, with that said, me being ex-military, ex-army, I can tell you, there is no, it's not like back in the good old days of NOM, you know, just some regular Joes just sign up and, you know, let's go heyday on the enemy. No. You are the enemy. From the moment you sign that paper, they get that little evil grin on their face, then, you know, you show up, they've denied you your sign-up bonus, they've denied you everything that they promised you in the contract, you get put in the line, your hair buzzed off, and you get 12 shots in the neck, and you get a speech saying, forget who you are. We're gonna break you and we're gonna remake you. No lie. In a nutshell, that's what I went through. And there's no. You're an order follower. You have joined at that point. You have joined a death cult. Okay. Yeah, you do this little oath thing at the base where you've signed your contract weeks before you go through this, but you quickly forget about that oath. Day one, day two, they're going to begin breaking you down. And they're going to remake you. When they say they're going to remake you, you're a cult member. You're an order follower. Forget your thoughts. Forget your feelings. What do you think if that's a lawful order or not? Get to it, soldier. Oh, reprimand. Oh, let's get you up in Article 15. Oh, I've had tons of threats of those. So, Rep, it's not like what you think, okay? It's not like it is in the old heyday back in Vietnam, all right? We have corrupted police. Yes, we do. It was a corrupt police thing. I agree with you. We have corrupted politicians. Yes, I agree with you. The secret government, okay, the shadow government, the Fed heads, okay, they're the most corrupt of all. But the military, you're going to have to, if you're really going to reach out to the military, families have to be affected. They're going to have to see what's happening to their families. See, that's why there's a big isolation, okay? When you're a cult member, what happens? They have to isolate you from your family. So you cannot get any ideas. You cannot be tempted to go back. You cannot... They have to isolate you. With communication, the way it is today, a soldier should be able to call and talk to his wife on his off-duty hours at any point in time, no matter where he is around the world. They don't allow that. Why? Because you're in a murder death cult that is stripping the rights and humanity away from the rest of mankind. Do you understand?
Yeah, war sucks. That's an industry that needs to go away. That's an attitude in humans that needs to change. And how much money that is spent from our tax dollars and our hard earnings on that perpetuation of evil that could be used to better mankind is just, we need to redo this system in a way that it's bent not towards the needs of a few, but towards the needs of the many, including all life on the planet, not just humans.
So Rip, I will ask you, so how about instead something a little bit more tangible? I say we, as a people, should start going after the people who buy our politicians. What do you think? It's corporate heads?
We can order parts. It's called 3 Corps. That's where we are. We're in a district of the military called 3 Corps. Fort Riley, Fort Hood, Fort Carson. They got our armor. And what you're saying is the people behind the scenes are no good. We'll get to that, but you got to knock out the problem. They've created a disease, a literal disease. It's not, you know something? The corroded virus is a symptom of the real disease. And you'll agree with me, your buddy there. This corroded virus isn't the disease. It's the symptom of the disease. You understand now, right? It's a symptom. And the symptom is that there's bastards around here who want to torture you. And that's the guinea and the people who pull their strings, and they're right in front of us. City Hall. Lakewood, Colorado. It's got their little... We know how to get through their door without having a key. You know, that's what 3 Corps is for. Hellfire missile goes right through it like paper, hits the bulkhead. Everyone in there, there's a 911 operator. They're all killed instantly. One hellfire. Element, we know the variants to use. That's why we talk to the people, Orlando, Florida. We're experts on this. We're not amateurs. This is what we do. We're the cure for the disease. The mayor, he's going to either come out dead or alive, but he's coming out of that building. The same, just a few miles northwest of there is, west-northwest, is the county building. Again, hardened structures. We know what to use to open it up. They want to hide. They're not going to make it. They want to shoot. They're all trapped inside. They got 66-millimeter rocket launch. We're bringing in armor. And then we have their famed McDonnell Douglas-made articulated road system, AHS-64. I don't like the gun, but it'll work for this purpose. It'll kill the bastards. And we have those eight. That's the first wave. Then we got Hunter's Field. AC-130 gunships. Get through. It's over. And the target. We're just starting. And don't forget the regional headquarters right here in Lakewood. We're going to break the gate down. They're going to go round up the regional coordinators, the federal regional coordinators. He's the first one captured. That's what you're talking about. That's where all these orders come from to these bastards. So we know where they are. And we got 800 numbers for the public. And they're going to call the switchboard. We control everything. The ECMs knock out everything they got. Everything they got.
Okay.
They have
Rip.
Them.
Rip. You have to let me know when everything kicks off, because I'll be right there with you. Give me a rifle. Hold on. Give me a rifle. A rucksack. Hey.
But you're not military.
I'll help you. I'll help you send them to hell one by one. All right. But we have to go on to the next caller. All right, Rip. Call him next week.
Do us a favor. We're telling you who the targets are. We're telling you we're using 3-core Hunter Field. We know who the parts to order. And we're going to be at the control board. And we're going to knock out every communication system they have. So they're on their own.
I look forward to that result.
Okay, get our name out. VultureSquadron.com. Make sure it gets saturated. Let somebody else talk. I don't care. But they better mention our name, because they'll be wearing masks till they bury you. If you want to wear a mask till they bury you, that's what's happening.
You hear that? VultureSquadron.com. Okay, folks, give that a look. VultureSquadron.com.
Don't forget the Red Pill Militia. We're up in Minnesota, okay? You can find us on Facebook as well. Check that out. We're going to move on to another caller here. Let's go to line three, Vancouver. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. How you doing? I hope everybody has some radar antenna to see what's coming at you before they come at you. Portable radar, that kind of thing. That would be really important, I think.
A basic oscilloscope and an emitter, you could make one. Radar is not a big secret.
I heard people, they're getting all ready for this, but how are they going to take a gun chopper out at 5 miles? You see what I'm saying?
Well, he said he had to have the help of the military itself, so they have the equipment that could do that kind of stuff, but he's not talking... Some of what he says is hard to understand sometimes, you know, because he talks very fast.
Yeah, but Reb's not going to be the guy. Reb's not the guy that's going to be. He wants to be there.
I'm not talking to him. I've been listening. And it's interesting. But you're not going to knock out some kind of gun chopper with a 5.56 millimeter. There's no way. You can't even see it coming.
Yeah, that's
going to fire with.
Yeah, he's talking about using the.
Cannon.
He's talking about using heavy artillery against the
hello?
Yeah, he's talking about using the heavy artillery and weapons of warfare against the people that are the agents in the government. He's not talking about us going up against the military or the guineas.
I've been hearing all about this, but like, let me tell you, I listened to J.R. Moore a couple days ago, and he's talking about a Tet offensive after the election. And that people better take seriously, because what what's going on with the United Nations, the people that support the United Nations, there is China. You see? And that gentleman just now is not exactly wrong that the UN is a problem, because China's back in the UN. And I see them walking around here. They're military officers. They're not in their uniforms, but I can sure tell you they're military by the way they carry themselves. Okay?
Yeah, y'all in Canada, really, y'all have lost a lot of freedoms in Canada this year. Some of the measures that Trudeau has imposed on y'all are as draconian as you can get.
Yeah, well, not here. I'm fortunate because I'm living in a society where you got a high population of people from China. So they're not gonna clamp us down here. They're clamping down the other people, but they're not clamping down here because their operatives are here.
Well, that's true. Even in Victoria, where they've locked the whole state down in Australia, the Chinese workers are out there putting in the smart road systems while everybody else is locked in their houses. So they've given jobs to foreign people instead of their own folks. It's a bit wrong.
You see, when you discuss military strategy, the art of war, they call this guy Sun Tzu. That's the wrong pronunciation.
Yes.
But anyway, you don't come on to your enemy straight ahead. You don't fight him like, okay, you know, there's your side, here's our side. No, 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 no. You go around. You get into his head. You find
absolutely.
You
another thing with
that.
Sun Tzu, if you were using Sun Tzu's art of war, you know, Reb, if you're still listening, you don't tell your plan of what you're going to do and bring on the shop. You let that be a surprise. You misdirect. So could he be telling us this stuff to make him look another way if he's really versed in war? I wonder these things.
If your enemy believes the plan that you're spouting, right? You want the enemy mm-hmm. to believe the wrong thing, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Misdirection.
Yeah, right. And that's counter intel. That's real counter intel.
Yeah, because Sun Tzu said, if you're strong, show weakness. If you're weak, show strength.
Right. Exactly. You got it, right? And there's many things. And at the beginning of the book, he talks about the essence of war, or all war is based on deception, okay? Now, that one is I deceive my enemy, yeah. The other is I deceive my own people, see? I deceive mm-hmm. my own people because, hey, man, we're going to fight this war. Yeah, these guys are blah, 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 you know? And then everyone goes, yeah, see? So there's deception on both sides.
Well, there's always been a propaganda industry to make you hate your enemy and fight who the state says you want. And look at even the cartoons from the 1930s, where you start seeing the caricatures of Hitler and the Nazism being portrayed as humorous and something we need to fight. Well, we see this throughout history. This propaganda is legal in the United States.
Well, and then with the economic happening, this economic thing, they've got this total shutdown, which is ridiculous because this COVID stuff doesn't even exist. They got all of these politicians falling in line, okay? They're all being squeezed. They got the churches closed. I mean, you know, something really weird is going to happen.
Yeah, that kind of goes with what V said about needing to go after who is owning the oppressors. You know, I've said for a long time I'd like all politicians to have to wear a suit that has patches on it of who sponsors them, kind of like race car drivers do, so we could see where their conflict of interest lies.
Well, at one time there was transparency.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, yeah, that sounds about right. Go ahead.
At one time, there was transparency in government, or at least some kind of perception that there was transparency. And that's what the republic is supposed to be. You know, you're supposed to have different branches of government. You've got the judicial branch, you've got the legislative branch, you've got the administrative branch, and they got to be separate. So everything, if one branch doesn't pick it up, another one will pick it up, or the other one will pick it up, and then the people get to see what's going on. Okay? That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, well, instead of going after instead of going after the branches, I think we need to uproot the whole tree. You plant a new one.
Yeah, I just wanted to leave you with that Tet offensive. Tet 68 and J.R. Moore the other day, I was listening to him, and, you know, maybe we should take him seriously.
Yep, breaking a ceasefire is a very powerful thing because you get to pick when your opponent's the weakest. You lull them to sleep, and then you go.
Look at the candidates. Look at the candidates the Democrats are running. I mean, this is weird. This is weird.
You see? Now they want a candidate that's so bad you have no choice but to vote for the evil that they want you to vote for.
Well, anyway, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I think it's the top of the hour almost. But anyway, that's what I got to tell you.
I appreciate you calling in. It's always great to hear from people.
Okay, yes, thanks, absolutely. Kylie. Thank you. I know.
Yeah, you know, and speaking of voting for the worst of the worst, I mean, you got to have the worst of the worst. I mean, you can't be someone that's a good guy. I mean, the last decent person they let hold the presidency, well, he got a bullet, possibly a magic bullet put into him. So, I mean...
magic bullet theory. That bullet that hit Kennedy and O'Connell, it did more twists and turns than the bullet you seen in Freak on a Leash video by Korn. You know, with the bullet traveling all over the place, touch it with your finger, it changes directions.
Wow, that's old school. I remember that. Yeah.
I am old school.
Good
stuff. I love Korn. Seen him many times. Listen to their lyrics. You know, lyrics of songs very much are the heartbeat of what the people are really feeling and thinking and seeing what's going on. And if we listen close enough to the lyrics that the entertainment industry puts out, you can hear what they're telling us of tech wise and what they're doing to us, because that industry is very well manipulated and guided, that whole music industry of mainstream.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I have a theory, a conspiracy theory that's been brewing in my head for years now. I listen to a lot of just listen to a lot of my older music. It's like, was Jonathan Davis a target individual? Was Chad Gray a target individual? And then going into this information of how, you know, the Illuminati are controlling the actors and the musicians. So yeah, that sounds about right. You know, I'm hearing all these songs about, you know, them being harassed and followed and it's like, and then you hear they're talking about the paparazzi. It seems a little bit more than paparazzi. It seems like these people have some demon after them that they just can't get rid of. And so think about that when you listen to, like, new metal or alternative music, like Limp Bizkit, Korn, Mudvayne, stuff like that. You're going to hear a lot of, like...
Mudvayne. I got to see them from the very front of the barricade at second stage at Ozfest, but they were, wow... Want to talk about somebody that had some issues he was portraying, to even the values he was giving to the kids. He beat himself up with a microphone. There was blood pouring all off of Gerg when he was singing. It was a tremendous show. But I'm thinking even somebody that you would consider more tame than that. Go back to the 1970s when Marvin Gaye's father killed him. You wondered, was Marvin Gaye's father targeted to do this? Because, you know, his political awareness of what was going on, well, literally with the song What's Going On, talking about the toxic environments and how we're all being abused by the system, it was a very eye-opening for people. And that's the last thing they wanted back then, was people's eyes open. And He's one of my heroes. I do love his lyrics. That song, What Going On, brings tears to my eyes. Yes. We haven't listened to his message. We haven't done anything about it. We have not brought the shot.
Yeah, that's kind of weird that you bring that up.
He mentions chemtrails.
Well, my father always told me, you know, I brought you in this world, I can take you right back out. And he used that as an example. Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't know. I think that might be a cultural thing that may have happened, because that is very prevalent within.
Well, you even hear these words from that song in specific. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutalities. Talk to me so you can see what's going on. You know, he just wants people to talk about what's going on. That's a very powerful line to that song. It is. And he talked about radiation underground and the toxic things that were going on that would have cost the corporations money if they had to stop those practices. So I'm fully believe he was murdered. He was assassinated. That's par for the course. Look at what Tupac was doing. They took him out. He was telling the truth. Prince was telling the truth. They took him out. So that industry, if they can't own you, they put you in the ground. You got to say what they want to say. You got to candy coat the turd the way they want you to. Don't tell people they're being owned or directed toward a goal that's not sound for humanity or for the planet as a whole. So yeah, it's terrible. But of some of my research, of when you get into the music part, I'm really going to fall in line on this one, because I've done a lot of research about the mind control program that's in the music industry. From George Martin's way he manipulated with backward trackings and things in songs to, you know, the binaurals that Richard Wright would use in Pink Floyd with quadraphonic sound, delivering the sound in certain areas of your head into which ear, which hemisphere will they play these beats into to achieve a result. So we got to look back on these things. It really ruined music for me for a while after I dove in. I just couldn't listen to it. But after a while, I said, you know, I love this stuff. I know the magic tricks. It will not affect me.
Absolutely.
Oh, so, yes. Horrendous.
Tune in tomorrow night. I do believe we're going to have Pastor Bill McGregor. If not, we will have some other material ready for you.
If I can give a quick plug, if anybody want to help me have another night of heat or a sandwich or something to eat, could you please help me? I'm absolutely destitute over here in England. My data is going to run out. And I've used 3/4 of it already. If you want to help me out, you can use a site called PayPal, and you type in PayPal.me/ Robert Deutsch, RobertDeutsch. That's PayPal.me/ Robert Deutsch. I really appreciate it. Somebody sent me a couple bucks yesterday and $5 the other day, and this has really made a huge difference. I got a loaf of white bread so I can have peanut butter sandwich. That's all right. Big love, people.
Thanks, guys. Good night.
Transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.